Howdy. We are joined in the media center by Tony Schumacher. Tony, it's your third number one qualifier. What's been going so well for you this year?
I think we have a great team. You know, I don't know how many we have overall, but the confidence level's high. And we struggled in the last couple of races, to be honest, even though we pulled a few number ones off. We had to change some clutch discs that we had extreme success with at the beginning of the year, and we're just getting it figured out. You know, that was an impressive one there because that just took guts. You know, that took two crew chiefs to sit together and go, I have an idea. Let's try. Sometimes when you have a 16-car field, you can do that. We're already qualified good. There's no reason to go out there and try to run a mid-80. I mean, step on, turn the knobs. And these conditions, they're so far and few between that we don't have a logbook full of this stuff. So the data's not there. So it's kind of nice for them to go out, make a great run like that, be able to put that in the books, because at the end of the year we're going to need it, man. These are conditions that you see, you know, in Reading, Pennsylvania at the end of the year. So let's go out and try to win a championship, but let's just enjoy this, try to win Topeka. You know, Atlanta avoided us once again. Let's just pay back in Topeka.
Can you tell this was a really good side by side? I mean,
I can't hear her.
Okay,
the canopy is excellent. They got to be out quite a bit,
yeah,
for you to hear them. And when they are out quite a bit, you're uncomfortable, you know, because you know the two things are happening. You're either getting your butt whipped or your car's just not performing. That's something that people don't take into account. Fans can't possibly imagine that when you're behind someone and you got all that horsepower getting dumped in your lap, you're trying to decide, was I late? Is the car doing bad? Should I be shutting it off? You know, there's a lot of things running through your mind. So they tell me. I'm just kidding. But it's something that there's a lot of things going on in 3 seconds in your mind on what to do. Here's a great example of a racetrack at 1,000 feet. You need to shut off. That's the end of the race, but you have a finish line 320-foot past that we used to race to, and scoreboards another couple hundred feet. So you're looking at these monster scoreboards trying to decipher how fast where the finish line is. It's one of those things we discuss as a team before the run. This is where the finish line is. Pay attention. Get the car. Because we're going into race day tomorrow with a full slew of parts and pieces that we would have blown up if the driver doesn't do his job shutting off on time.
When did you have an idea, I suppose, before the first round that conditions were here?
Well, we knew it coming in this morning. I just said this is a dream. This is perfect. Yeah. Conditions are going to be better than we're used to. Fans are going to see the best runs and side-by-side runs that are ever going to see. That was probably the quickest side-by-side run ever.
It was, right?
Yeah. You know, so, awesome. You saw funny cars do it, and funny cars are still up doing it. So, just a great day to be a fan, man. Great day to be a driver, but fans are getting their money's worth. Fans that stuck out weather yesterday had to decipher what they were going to do today with the clouds up there, and they came out, they paid the money, they got a great show. There'll be fans leaving today going, that money I spent, I didn't pay enough. I owe someone more money, and that's what we want.
Yeah, I've been coming here for quite a few years, and there were cars parked out on the street that have never been in those spots.
It's great.
Since I've been coming here.
That's fantastic. You know, there's still room. There's still room up in those stands, and I wonder to myself, we got the greatest sport in the world. Why are those stands not full? You know, what do we got to do to get them out? We just went the two quickest runs ever, right, side by side, and we got space up there. So we got to get better at getting those people here the first time, because they're always going to come back. Once a fan sees one of these races, they come back year after year. So let's show them. TV coverage is helping a bunch. You know, live TV always helps. And good side by side races. What sells the show is good side by side race, not a one lane racetrack. But a good race where there's a winner and a loser, and both had a cowboy up, and that's what we gave him today.
You excited for that tomorrow? Because
can't wait.
Tomorrow's elimination.
Man, if you can't bring your big boy pants, don't come.
Yeah,
for sure. You know, a little bit late on the start line with four cars running within 6/1000ths of a second, and I think a couple others that were in the. You know, I mean, you better understand when you come to the game tomorrow, bring your A+.
Yeah, you talked about not having a lot of data, obviously, just with these conditions, but even not really getting to go on a Q1, you know, coming in here today. I mean, you know, how tough is that for you as a driver, for the crew chiefs to kind of having to adjust on the fly for that?
Well, when you have conditions like you have right now, you want the most runs you can get to win the race. You know, we can take a guess at something, but to go out and win the race tomorrow, we want the best. We lost that second run yesterday. The first one, we didn't get down the racetrack, but we did two today. You know, and I mean, there's certain days. Sometimes we see Friday night, this condition's great, but it's nothing like we're going to see on Sunday.
Right.
You know, this looks like we're going to have maybe a few degree warmer day tomorrow, but pretty close. So what we learned today, we're going to carry over tomorrow, and our car, if it heats up a little bit, will perform better. We're one of those cars where as that temp track rises, everyone else gets nervous, we step up. That was a great run.
Which, did you pay attention? I mean, Antron had a great time, you know, in his run earlier today.
He made a great round.
I mean, did that get the...
Well, I ran a 69 and we got out of the car completely disciplined. No one was trying to run a 69. That's the foolish thing to do out here. The conditions are too good.
Right.
You know, it's just there's more out there. We all knew it. So you just go, why? What are you? Why did you even show up to do that? Why waste the time? You know, those guys look at it and they go, look, man, we're working on a new disc. And they always got a reason. You know, one thing I've learned in a long time, we don't make an excuse. We get beat, there's a reason. Either I was late, I was early, the car didn't perform, there's a reason. It's not an excuse, man. But look, so our job is to win. Our job is to do it, because all those millions of kids we tell that everyone gets a trophy to, we're just lying to them. We're raising a bunch of kids that will never be in the Hall of Fame. And if they want to be average, hey, keep doing that. Tell them all that they'll get trophies. But the fact is, tomorrow, one person's going to get it. 15 are going to get to look at it. That's how the game is played here.